This is Julie Hewitt, the chair of the Pacific.
I guess you better patch me in again because I can't hear anything.
We can hear you, Heather.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I just muted you, Heather. Let me continue with the meeting. This is the PMB meeting, regular meeting for March 2nd, 2023. It is 8:45 p.m. on the East Coast. The meeting is called to order. Nancy, could you call the roll, please?
Okay. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Adriana Casanave, I received an request for an excused absence from her. James Dingman?
You're muted, James.
Here.
Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Here.
Fred Dodsworth?
That's me, I'm here.
William Foster?
Bill Foster asked for an excused absence as well.
Okay. Sue Goodwin?
Sue Goodwin also asked for an excused absence.
Heather Gray?
Here.
Donna Grimes?
Here.
Julie Hewitt?
Here.
Avalia Jones?
Here.
Ali Lexa?
Present.
Marianne Martinez?
Present.
James McFadden?
Here.
Darlene Rose Pagano?
Here.
Sean Rhodes?
I am here.
James Sagerton?
Here.
Sharon Salam?
I don't see Sharon.
Aki Tanaka?
Here.
Elizabeth Van Gunten?
Here.
Egberto Willis?
Ask for an excused absence.
Okay. Stephanie Wells?
In a medical emergency.
Okay. Stephanie Wells?
Here.
Arthur Schwartz? Markeisha Vincent? Nancy Sorden, present? Okay. Sixteen directors are present.
Okay. Who was absent besides Adriana, Bill, Sue Goodwin, and Egberto?
Sharon Salam.
Okay. So I heard from the first four about excused absences in advance of the meeting.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, I'm jumping ahead of myself. Because the first thing we have to do before we get there is to read the report out from the executive session of February 23rd. And so I shall do that first. The PMB met in closed session to discuss a confidential financial matter. Also, the PMB concluded two disciplinary matters. The PMB found John Gary guilty of the charges brought against him, and he is suspended as the KPFK LSP secretary and Pacifica teller effective immediately until he complies with PMB policy. The PMB found Ziri Rideau guilty of the charges brought against her, and she was removed as a KPFK delegate effective immediately. That's the report out. Okay, now we're on to excused absences. And as I said, I heard from four of the five people in advance that they were requesting an excused absence. Go ahead, Teresa.
Madam Chair, yes. I move that all five people that are not on the call tonight be excused.
Thank you, Teresa. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Vanessa. Are there any objections? Hearing none, we'll consider those absences excused. And again, we'll continue to encourage people to let me know in advance, me and Nancy know in advance, to the extent that you know you're going to be absent. I need to identify timekeepers, so I need someone to time people.
I can time people.
Thank you, McFadden. And someone to time items.
I can do items.
Thank you, Darlene. All right, that takes us on to agenda approval for the open portion of the agenda. That's a 5-minute item, Darlene. It says approve minutes of February 16th. I think I forgot to update the date, and I think we might have older minutes and newer minutes to approve. But
the 23rd,
anyway.
23rd, I believe, Chair.
Yes, the 23rd. So we'll change that. The next item was committee nominations to date and making note of any directors who wish to decline. That's a 15-minute item. Item number 5 is a motion on the frequency of PNB meetings. That's a 15-minute item. Then we have the ED report and Q&A. And while it's on here for 30 minutes, we should take note of the fact that Stephanie is actually driving and will be, you know, for probably the duration of the meeting. Item 7 is a general counsel report and Q&A, although I don't know that Arthur will have anything to say in open session. 8 is unfinished business. 9 is new business. 10 is a motion to move into executive session at a time certain of 10:10 p.m. I move the agenda. Can I get a second, please?
Second.
Okay. Thank you, Fred. Any discussion of the agenda? Teresa, is your hand up for the agenda?
No, sorry.
It's okay. Nancy, go ahead.
I just had a question. You said there was something that you wanted to change on the agenda that was...
I wrote approve the minutes of February 16th, which I think we might have done last week. I just forgot to change the date. So it's, we have minutes from February 23rd.
And we have open minutes of February 2nd.
Exactly. That, yes.
Plus February 2nd. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
So, should we take the minutes, one at a time? Let's first do the minutes of February 23rd.
Did we vote on the agenda?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Nancy, for keeping me on the straight and narrow. We did not vote on the, you asked a question about minutes, and so I just was plowing on with the agenda. So, is there any other further discussion of the agenda? Are there any objections to the agenda as drafted with the slight amendment for the dates on the minutes? Hearing no objections, we'll consider the agenda approved. Okay, that takes us on to minutes approval. So let's first then talk about the minutes of February 23rd, which I think people have had longer. I move we approve the minutes of February 23rd. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, Fred. Is there any discussion of the minutes of February 23rd? Hearing none, are there any objections to approving the minutes of February 23rd? Hearing no objections, we'll consider those minutes approved. The minutes of February 2nd, which I realize people haven't had for very long, I move we approve the minutes of February 2nd. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, Fred. Is there any discussion of the minutes of February 2nd? All right. Go ahead, Teresa.
I would just like to abstain when it comes to approving them because I haven't read them.
Okay, so hang on one second. What I was going to say is, would people prefer to postpone acting on these minutes until next week? I'm just looking for a sense. Okay. Do people want
I'll move that we postpone approval of the February 2nd minutes.
Second.
Thank you, Fred. Any objections to the motion to postpone approval of these minutes to the next meeting? Hearing none, we'll consider those minute approval postponed. Okay, good. That brings us to the next item on the agenda, which is committee nominations to date.
Point of information.
Go ahead, McFadden.
When were the February 2nd the minutes sent? I don't seem to have them in my...
Really only like within the last 15 minutes, maybe.
Oh, okay.
So rather recently. So,
okay.
Which is why it's just as well that we didn't vote on them. Okay. So the next item on the agenda was the committee nominations to date and making note of any directors wishing to decline. So, you know, there have been some nominations sent to Nancy as the secretary. And what I'm going to do is just read through those nominations so far. I mean, it's part of the agenda because I put it in the appendix. But if you hear it, so it's going to take me a few minutes to read through everything because there's really quite a lot of them.
Point of information.
Hang on. Nominations close tonight at midnight Pacific time, which is 3 a.m. Eastern time. And go ahead, Fred.
I'm asking a question. The question is, can the audit committee audit the membership of each of the stations?
I think the audit committee is mainly charged with auditing the, you're making sure that the audit of the financial, you know, that the financial audit is done. We could, if we wanted the audit committee to do that, audit the membership list of the stations. We could do that, I suppose, but I don't know that that's, you know, necessarily in order right here and right now.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So I see a number that ends in 4360. Could that person identify themselves?
4630.
4630.
Julie, that's Heather. That's me.
Oh, got it.
Heather.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
I shall rename you Heather.
thank you.
I mean, you can keep the name Heather, but
yes.
On Zoom, I'm renaming you.
Thank you.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read through these committee nominations. It's going to take me a few minutes to get through them. Maybe I'll pause at the end of every committee. And if people have been nominated and they wish not to serve on that committee, they could decline and then we will take their name off the nominations. But so let me just start reading. So the first committee is going to be the coordinating committee. And from KPFA, we have nominations for James McFadden and Aki Tanaka. From KPFK, Elizabeth Von Gunten and Avelia Jones. From KPFT, Marianne Martinez and Egberto Willis. From WBAI, Jim Sagerton. From WPFW, Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No, thank you. I decline.
Got that, Nancy?
I declined from KPFK. I'm sorry.
And Julie?
Hang on, Vanessa.
I'm a chair. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Julie is also my name. Go ahead, Vanessa.
So I'm not already on that committee, am I?
No, you were not this past year. That is correct.
Okay.
Okay. So, Nancy, you got that both Vanessa from PFW and Avelia from KPFK are declining those nominations.
Thank you.
Got it.
Okay.
Beth accepts, but would like to correct the spelling of her name. It's V-O-N, not V-A-N, small V-O-N, Von.
Got it. Thank you.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay. Thank you.
I appreciate that, Beth. Okay, so the next committee up is governance. And so we, for KPFA, we have nominations for Darlene Pagano and Aki Tanaka. For KPFK, we have Beth Von Gunten and Ali Lexa, and we need a spelling correction on Beth's name there too.
That one's okay.
Madam Chair?
It's gotta be a lowercase b. Sorry.
Oh, okay, got it. Thank you.
Let me get through them all, and then we'll come back.
Madam Chair, where are you seeing this? Is this attached somewhere?
Yes, it's at the bottom of the agenda. It's in the appendix. Okay. Now, okay, so let me keep reading. From KPFT, I have Marian Martinez. From WBAI, I have Sean Rhodes. From WPFW, I have Donna Grimes. And from the affiliates, I have Bill Foster.
Chair question.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Sorry, I'm eating too. So we did not have the PFW delegation have any discussion about this, to my knowledge. I don't know how Donna feels about that committee. I've been there the last couple of years and would like to continue. I don't know if Donna, I mean, I just don't know how Donna feels, if she has any desire to serve. Donna? Donna?
Well, it looks, she's muted. I don't know if she's available to speak right now. Go ahead, Donna.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. I'm here. I'm just saying,
the question was whether you, were interested in serving on the governance committee because you've been nominated and because the PFW directors didn't have chance to talk in advance. And so part of what I'm really, folks, what I'm really trying to do is if somebody is really dead set against serving, you know, take their name off. And also by way of letting you know, so that if you didn't get nominated for something and you want to make sure that you nominate yourself, that you do so, but you know, the point wasn't necessarily to try and work it all out here, but go ahead, Donna.
It was raised because I would like to continue serving on it, but you were nominated. So I don't know if you have any feelings about wanting to serve on governance.
No, I'd rather you do it.
Okay. Thank you, Donna, so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. All right. So anything else on the governance committee before I move on?
Yeah, Darlene declines.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes,
sorry.
Darlene declines.
Darlene declines on the governance committee. Got that, Nancy?
Ali Lexa declines. Actually, I'm going to decline on everything except the audit committee. I noticed my name is on a lot of them.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Well, we'll make sure we catch all that.
Great.
Chair.
Go ahead, Sean.
I decline.
Oh, okay.
That
was Sean Rhodes from BAI.
Okay.
Chair, this
point
is James.
Of information, Madam Chair?
Hang on. I heard James first. Go ahead, Sagerton.
You can put my name in instead of Sean there if you wish, if you would.
Okay, thank you.
Got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Teresa, you're up.
That was my question. Who was going to do it for WBAI if Sean didn't?
There we have a taker now. And folks, I mean, there's always the possibility of writing people in later, but part of why we're going through this is to make sure in principle that we have somebody for every seat. And it's one reason why it's valuable to have the conversation about people, wishing to decline in the course of this meeting. Ready to move on? Go ahead, Beth.
I fell off the call, so I didn't hear the first part of the governance committee. And so I don't know what was decided about.
Ali Lexa declined his nomination.
Okay.
And you are nominated, so, okay.
Okay, all right. I accept. Thank you.
So you don't, folks, you don't have to let me know if you accept. We'll make this go faster if we just hear from the people who are declining, and this will teach people to miss meetings, right? Okay, next. I'm sorry, I'm kidding. Next, we'll move on to the Finance Committee. From KPFA, we have nominations for Fred Dodsworth and James McFadden. From K, we have Beth von Gunten. From KPFT, we have Teresa Allen. From WBAI, we have Jim Sagerton. And from WPFW, we have Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Chair, Vanessa declined for finance, but thank you so much.
Thank you, Vanessa. Okay, so that means we have an empty seat there. Nancy, you can put my name down for WPFW for
Finance
Committee. I guess I just nominated myself. Okay. All right. Okay. So now we've got every seat or someone nominated for everything there. Let's move on to Audit Committee.
Point of order. I'd like to nominate Julie Hewitt for Finance.
Thank you, McFadden. Thank you. I appreciate that. Audit Committee. So I've got from KPFA, I've got Fred Dodsworth and Darlene Pagano. You can't both decline, just for the record.
Darlene declined?
Okay.
No, so Darlene has not declined and I have.
That's what it sounds like.
Good.
Fred's declining. Darlene is not. Okay. From KPFK, we hit the trifecta. We have Ali Lexa, Avelia Jones, and Beth von Gunten nominated.
Beth declines. Thank you.
Thank you. Right. And the key here is that you can't be on both the Finance Committee and the Audit Committee. Okay. So Beth declines the Audit Committee. Okay.
Avelia?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you running for audit?
I have a joke that says if it has to do with numbers, I'm not on it. In it. What? No, so
Madam
that's
Chair, I think she declines.
I you think that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Don't laugh. It's not funny. Say.
So you're Avelia, you're declining.
I'm declining.
The
I'm serious.
Committee.
I'm declining. Okay. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you. From KPFT, we had Egberto Willis and Teresa Allen.
I'm running for finance, Madam Chair. I decline.
Okay. Teresa declines. From WBAI, we have Jim Dingman. And from WPFW, we have Sue Goodwin.
Which committee is this, Chair?
That was the Audit Committee.
Audit. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Unless there's any further discussion of the Audit Committee, let's go on to elections. So from KPFA, I have Aki Tanaka and Darlene Pagano. From KPFK, I have Ali Lexa and Avelia Jones. From KPFT, Teresa Allen and Marianne Martinez. From WBAI, I have Sean Rhodes. And from WPFW, I have Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Marianne Martinez?
I had her listed for KPFT, yeah. I had Marianne and Teresa listed for KPFT for elections.
I'm wondering, I don't know who nominated her. I declined.
I'm going to decline that. Go ahead, Teresa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne.
Who's declining?
That was Marianne Martinez from KPFT who's declining for elections.
And Madam Chair, I do understand that Ali Lexis was clear he did not want to be on elections, right?
He said he wanted to be on audit.
Only.
Ollie, will you speak up and clarify?
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay, so let's take Ali Lex's name off of KPFK elections.
Everything except for audit, right?
Right.
Ali Lexa.
That's right.
Okay.
Darlene is declining for elections.
Oh, okay. Darlene Pagano for KPFA.
Okay.
All right. Shall we move on to personnel? There I have from KPIP Personnel Committee, I have KPFA. I have Darlene Pagano and James McFadden. From KPFK, I have Elizabeth Von Gunten and Avelia Jones. From KPFT, I have Teresa Allen. From WBAI, I have Jim Dingaman and Sean Rhodes. From WPFW, I have Vanessa Dixon Briggs. And from the affiliates, I have Bill Foster. And I can repeat any of that if necessary.
Point of information.
Go ahead, McFadden.
When does the Personnel Committee, you know, historically meet?
Oh, so the Personnel Committee, when we had to fill an opening for the Executive Director position, I think they had to meet quite a lot. But the chief responsibility for the Personnel Committee this year will be performing a performance evaluation of the Executive Director. So I think once the committee completes that, you know, unless there's some sort of, you know, unless we would decide, for example, to fill the CFO position or something like that, you know, there may not be that much work for the Personnel Committee to do unless we come up with something else for them to do.
So I think I would like to decline from the Personnel Committee.
Okay.
But nominate myself for elections.
Okay. Nancy, did you get that? Got it. Okay. Any other discussion on the Personnel Committee?
This is Sean.
Sean, go ahead.
I decline.
Sean Rhodes declines from WBAI. Thank you, Sean. Okay. Shall I move on to the Programming Committee?
Chair, just while we're doing this, I'll put myself on for personnel then.
Okay. Jim Sagerton is on for personnel, as well as Jim Dingaman then. Okay.
Well, if Dingaman is on, that's fine.
Okay. We'll,
sorry.
We'll leave Jim Dingaman on, and Jim Sagerton's not raising his hand for personnel after all. Okay. Got it. But thank you for being willing to fill in a vacancy where we didn't actually have one. But okay, Programming Committee is next. From KPFA, I have Aki Tanaka and Fred Dodsworth.
I decline.
That was Fred Dodsworth who's declining. Right. Thank you. From KPFK, I have Ali Lexa and Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Ali declined.
And Ali declined.
And Beth declined.
And Beth declines. Well, then that leaves no one from KPFK at the moment listed for that.
Pardon me, what committee?
We're on the Programming Committee now.
Thank you.
So from KPFT, I have Egberto Willis and Teresa Allen. From WBAI.
Madam Chair,
yes,
Alan declines.
Alan declines. Thank you. From KPFT, from Programming Committee, okay. From WBAI, I have Jim Dingaman. From WPFW, I have Sue Goodwin. And from the affiliates, I have both Bill Foster and Heather Gray. Any other discussion on Programming Committee before I move on? All right. So the next one is Strategic Planning Committee. And Strategic Planning Committee includes nominations from KPFA for James McFadden and Fred Dodsworth. From KPFK, Beth Von Gunten. From KPFT, Egberto Willis and Teresa Allen. From WBAI, Jim Dingaman. From WPFW, Vanessa Dixon Briggs. And from the affiliates, Bill Foster. And I'm going to nominate Heather Gray as well from the affiliates.
I'm sorry, what committee is this?
That was the strategic planning committee. And yes, Vanessa, I did say your name from WPFW.
I decline.
I would like to. It's Donna. I'd like to be on that committee.
Great. So we'll take off Vanessa and we'll put Donna on.
Got it.
And I believe that that committee also has some ex officio people like the chair, for example, and the NFC chair.
Chair, we are at time on this.
Well, that's perfect timing then.
Point of information.
Yeah, go ahead, Fred.
On election for KPFA, we have, I think we have Akio Tanaka and Darlene Pagano. Is that correct?
No.
No.
Fadden and Akio Tanaka.
Okay, yes. Sorry. Okay, thank you.
Yes, Darlene declined and then McFadden nominated himself. So there we go. Okay. We're at time on that item. So, you know, hopefully there's nothing else to talk about. The case is, I mean, it is still the case that people can nominate themselves between now and midnight Pacific time tonight. And I think at the moment, the only seat for which no one is running is someone from KPFK on the programming committee.
Mm-hmm. And also the coordinating committee from WPFW.
Oh, I thought somebody raised their hand for, thank you. No, because Vanessa turned that down. Okay, well, okay,
I can do that, Julie. Donna.
Okay, thank you, Donna. We'll put Donna Grimes' name down for WPFW. Thank you. For coordinating committee, yes. Thank you. Okay, so what I will say is I will just remind people, you know, by way of closing this item, again, the nominations close at midnight Pacific time. And then, of course, there will be the possibility of writing people in, but it will be, you know, if you really want so-and-so to be in a particular seat, it's way better to get their name on the ballot than to have to mount a campaign to put them in as a write-in candidate. Okay.
Can I answer the request?
Yeah, go ahead, Sagerton.
I just wonder if, and if not, if it's not possible, I understand, but if Nancy could possibly formalize that list tonight after the meeting and then send it out after the meeting. If we go past midnight, it won't matter.
We're not going past midnight Pacific time.
That's right. So yeah, if possible, Nancy, could you just get that list out to everybody so we know what the final tally was or result? Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, so the next item on the agenda was item 5, which is a motion on the frequency of PNB meetings. This is a 15-minute item, Darlene. I am going to I put this motion on the agenda, and I am going to read through the motion, and I'm going to make the motion, actually. Whereas the PNB passed a motion on October 27th, 2022 to meet weekly to deal with the financial situation, thereby making all meetings regular meetings until it determined that weekly meetings were no longer necessary. And whereas a combination of stations improving fundraising and having fewer unanticipated and non-negotiable expenses have resulted in the current situation that whether the foundation is able to make payroll is being resolved with more than just a few days notice, as was the case in fall 2022. Therefore, be it resolved that the PNB establishes a regular meeting schedule on the first and third Thursday of the month, with the first Thursday to include updates from committees. Can I get a second?
Second, James.
Thank you. Okay, so discussion on this motion. And folks, really, when I put the motion on the floor, it's, you know, it's a first draft of a motion. If, you know, you don't like the first and third Thursdays and you'd rather meet on the second and fourth or, you know, whatever, have at it. But it's for discussion. So I see Teresa's hand and then Darlene's. Go ahead, Teresa.
Madam Chair, in the second paragraph, do you mean to say, as was not the case in fall of 2022?
Oh, I guess that's right. What's happening is, I mean, what was true back in the fall is that every pay period, we were going right down to the wire, you know, and I mean, we made payroll every pay period, but we were going down to the wire, you know, and being super nervous about it, like really right up until the last moment. And that happened a number of pay periods in a row. And so it's true. It's like a sentence with a couple double negatives in there. And I think you're absolutely right. As was right now, we are able to make payroll more than a few days notice. And that was not the case in the fall. So thank you, Teresa. Are you moving that we amend to add the word not there?
Yes, I move that we add the word not.
Second.
Thank you, Fred. Before I go to Darlene, are there any objections to Teresa's motion to amend the motion? Hearing none, we'll consider that passed. Okay, Darlene.
I guess this is a motion to amend the motion starting April.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you would argue that we would continue to meet weekly for the month of March.
We are in the midst of a very hairy situation that we should tackle right away and clear it up. So.
Okay, so this is open session.
Yes.
Guessing
what was it?
You're not going to go into the details about what that is.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Is there a second for Darlene's motion to amend to add beginning in April?
Second.
Was that you, Fred? I'm sorry, was that you, Fred, that seconded it?
Yeah, I seconded Darlene's motion.
Okay, thank you.
Unless I'm late.
I hear you. So discussion of the, of changing it to beginning in April.
Where does that go?
I think that goes after, it goes after the third Thursday of the month, beginning in April, comma, with the first Thursday to include updates from committees.
I am not a glutton for weekly 6-hour meetings. I put it out there because I think we're going to be really, hung out to dry. If we don't meet during March, thoroughly meet.
Thank you, Darlene. So I think, one of the things that's true about this motion is there's nothing that says we can't meet more frequently. It's just that what this does is this establishes the regular meeting schedule and we can call special meetings, on the second or the fourth, or in the rare instance where there's a fifth Thursday in a month as there is in the month of March, we could call extra meetings, but we would, you know, have to follow the procedure for calling a special meeting, which is, I don't remember all the details off the top of my head just because it's been a couple of months since we had to do it, but it's three directors can call a special meeting or two officers, and then, of course, you know, there may be instances where we would have to have, an emergency meeting, which is not the same thing as a special meeting. But anyway, so I did just want to share that with people. that it does, we could still agree to meet more frequently in the month of March. And some of what we would have to talk about why we would meet more frequently, we would have to talk about in closed session. So, Fred, I see your hand.
I did second this, but if we can actually not do it every week, I would really, really appreciate it. If we need to and can call a special meeting, I don't think you're going to have three officers who will object to that under those circumstances. But there it is.
Other discussion of Darlene's amendment? Should we go to a vote on Darlene's amendment? I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just remembered for a second. Yes, are there any objections to Darlene's amendment?
Julie, this is Heather. Could you repeat the amendment?
Okay, so the amendment is to insert into the resolving clause so that beginning in April, so that it reads, therefore, be it resolved that the PMB establishes a regular meeting schedule on the first and third Thursday of the month, beginning in April, with the first Thursday to include updates from committees. So that's what the motion would read. That's the resolving clause with Darlene's amendment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other discussion? Are there any objections to Darlene's motion to amend? Hearing none.
This is James. I'll object.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Do we have multiple objections, or should we go to a vote?
I object.
Okay. Okay. Nancy, let's just go to a vote on this then. And so this is just a vote on Darlene's amendment.
Beginning in April.
To insert beginning in April.
Julie, is it possible to know what the objections are? Could we hear that?
Sure. Jim, would you like to state your objection?
Yeah, it was based on the explanation that we can schedule special meetings when needed. So I don't think we have to schedule regular meetings that have to be then canceled. We'll just schedule special or emergency meetings as needed.
Yeah, thank you. And then, Donna, did you want to say anything further?
Yes, just too many meetings. I agree with Jim. Too many meetings.
Thank you. Let me just add one point, which is it has also occurred to me, although this is not part of the motion, to say that to the extent that we have disciplinary matters that we need to deal with, that that we would do those in a special purpose meeting where that's the one and only purpose that we address. And so in theory, that would be on a second or fourth Thursday, or again, fifth Thursday of the month would be possible.
Madam Chair.
Yeah, go ahead. Beth.
My concern with that is that if we hold separate meetings specifically for those items, and they're not regular meetings, that we might be less likely to have sufficient turnout to get a thorough vote, and it might affect the outcome.
I think it
should be held in conjunction with regular meetings when people are present for the rest of business.
Let's just back, please.
So that's not actually a motion that's on the floor. That was just me saying, that's another reason to think about, making sure that we have available Thursdays for doing those things. But anyway, okay. We were about to go to a roll call vote on Darlene's motion to amend. And then, Heather asked for, the reasons for the objections to be stated. So go ahead, Nancy, and call the vote here.
To Alan. On the amendment.
On the amendment, exactly.
Beginning in April. Do you vote for yes or no to add the amendment?
Teresa, you're muted.
Yes.
Adriana, did you ever come? No. Okay. James Dingman?
I was just bounced off for a while. What are we voting on?
We're voting on whether or not to add an amendment to the therefore paragraph schedule on the first and third Thursday of the month beginning in April. The amendment is to add beginning in April.
For what?
For changing regular meetings from weekly to first and third Thursday of the month.
Sure, I agree. Yeah, sure.
No. The question is not do you agree to that, but starting in April part.
Yeah, sure. I agree.
Okay.
Nessa Dixon Briggs.
Abstain.
Fred Dodsworth.
Come back to me, please.
William Foster is not here. Sue Goodwin is not here. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Donna Grimes?
No.
Avelia Jones?
Yes.
Alexa?
Yes.
Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
James McFadden?
Yes.
Darlene Rose Pagano?
Yes.
Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
James Sagerton?
No.
Sharon Salam? Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Elizabeth Von Gulten?
Abstain.
Egberto Willis is not here. Okay. Fred Dodsworth, you passed?
Yes, I'll do that, yes. Reluctantly.
Julie Hewitt?
I'll abstain.
Okay. Eleven, yes, two, no, three abstentions.
All right, so the amendment carries. So that makes the main motion the same thing beginning in April. Are there any objections to or any further discussion of the main motion? Beth, I see your hand.
Sorry, that's a legacy hand.
Oh. Okay, I'll get it. Thank you. Okay. Are there any objections to the main motion as amended? Hearing none, we will continue to meet weekly for the month of March, and then we will begin weekly meetings in April. All right.
We are,
I'm sorry, the first and third Thursday of the month. That's what I really meant to say.
We are at time.
Well, that was perfect because, then we're on to the next item, which is, the executive director report and Q&A, and Stephanie is driving. So, Stephanie, I'll let you say anything you want to say, but,
Well, that was a recipe I'll repeat.
Stephanie?
Thank you. Yep, I'm here. Thank you. Yes, as
Julie said, I am driving. I am en route, actually, to the Berkeley station, and I am meeting with one of our vendors, who a group of them are flying out from New York, and we're meeting at the station lunch, so I can payment forgiveness and or payment reduction with some bills that we owe to them. So I am currently en route, as I said, driving up to Berkeley. But we have been, just in a nutshell, we have been making payroll. We've had a couple instances over the last payroll through, and we're doing, you know, they're doing well. Everybody's in the midst of their fund drive. KBFT just sent me an email. I haven't had a chance to open it yet, but the headline was that they had exceeded their fund drive goal, so we're happy for that. We still have some funds that are left over from the line of credit that we received, and we are, we paid, you know, quite a few of our past due payables that I've said before with health benefits and insurance, and we have an earthquake insurance bill that's coming up, and we helped offset some costs, or we will be offsetting some costs with some issues with the national server at KPFK, and we're saving the majority of whatever is left over so we can make our payment, our interest payment to FJC in March. As far as the building with KPFK in the archives building, we are right now, based upon the motion that the board passed last week, we are in the process of working with the interested buyer. We're currently working with the interested buyer and the broker, and we are in the midst right now of negotiating a leaseback option to allow us to stay in the building for a few months after the close of the sale, if that goes through as planned. Does anybody have any questions?
Teresa, you have to unmute.
I'm sorry. Stephanie, can you repeat that last statement that you made?
Yes, we are working right now with the brokers, and for the nothing has been signed or anything yet with the building, but based upon the vote from the National Board last week about moving forward with discussions for the party that was interested in purchasing the building, is that we are now in the process, again, based upon the motion of working on and negotiating a lease back option to allow the, to allow us to stay in the building after close of sale for a few months to just kind of help us ease in that move.
But they have come to asking. They came up to asking. So
we're in open session. All right. So I just want to remind everybody, okay, we can talk about this again in closed session, but yeah.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, I just don't want to like spill too many beans here.
Right.
Are there other questions for Stephanie? All right. And Stephanie will also have the opportunity to, you know, answer questions,
In closed session,
exactly. So that takes us to the next item on the agenda.
May I ask one question of Stephanie?
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
I was just wondering, Stephanie, is there any chance that people will get some of their self-evaluations done early so the second part of the evaluation process can be started?
Yes, I'm hoping, I'm giving people ample time to be able to do their self-evaluations, but yeah, the more, you know, as soon as things start getting returned, then we'll be able to start that process earlier.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Stephanie? All right, that takes us to the next item on the agenda, which is the general counsel report and Q&A, and that's a 15-minute item. Arthur, do you have anything that you'd like to report in open session?
Well, I mean, one thing, I don't know if this came up already, but someone I was litigating against died today, Jerry Manperl. And, you know, Jerry was... you know, I know he has a long history with Pacifica that, you know, isn't marked just by the fact that he was one of the people litigating against us in the New Day case. I do know that from my limited time at, around here back in 2017, I believe, when, we had to deal with the Empire State settlement, and the FJC loan was in the offing. He and Jan, I think mostly him, put up $500,000 to help the network, help the foundation get through its, that crisis. And, you know, he loaned it to us. I don't know. I'm even sure he paid him any interest on it. And I know he goes back, Jerry was 80 something. So he goes back a long time, but that's, you know, it's not a legal issue, but, it is, and you know, we should, I've given Jan my condolences and, I'm sure that Jerry maybe even was on the PNB at some point. But the Pacifica should, you know, do something appropriate, maybe even on the website. In terms of, litigation, nothing has happened in the last week. We're in a bit of a tussle with the insurance company. not highly unexpected, but nothing has happened. There's been no decision in the New Day case, and everything else is sort of the next appearance in court in the Rideau case is March 30th, and I am contemplating being there in person.
Let me ask Arthur a question and then I'll go to the stack. Arthur, was it the New Day case that, we were thinking that the judge might have ruled like back in February some point, but, and yet it still hasn't happened?
He said he would have a decision the first week of February, but it's now the first week of March. Not much you can do about it.
No, there's not much you can do about it. And, that's quite all right. Okay. I see Jim Dingman's hand. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, my condolences to Jan and her loved ones for their loss.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, I agree. It's a tough thing. So, I was sorry to hear it, which I heard just earlier today and Jan too has, you know, been around Pacifica for a long time too. So, my heart goes out to her. Heather, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to ask, is there something that the board could do, writing a statement? I know we're talking about being it on the website, but could we write a statement to the family or whatever? Julie, can we get some ideas from folks about that?
Yeah, I certainly think we could do something like that, easily enough. You know, it's just a matter of making the time to do something like that. So.
No, I understand. Yeah.
Maybe this is something that we could, you know, try to transact via email over the next, you know, very small number of days.
Excellent.
If we draft something and people are okay with it. Does that sound all right?
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea since I want a second.
Thank you, Avelia.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Could I get a volunteer to be the person who takes the first crack at drafting something? And then we can work on it in email.
I'll take a first crack at coordinating it.
Okay.
So please send to me, Avelia Jones, your comments, your feelings, your condolences, and we'll figure out in what way to present it. That's good for everyone.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Avelia.
All right.
All right. Everybody catch that? All right. Any other questions for Arthur? All right. Folks, we're doing well. We started a little bit late, but we're at the point of unfinished business, which, you know, there's this motion that, you know, we passed back in the fall that we kicked the can down the road in terms of cleaning the motion up. We actually kicked the can down the road to March, and it is now March, but it's only the second day of March. So, but that's something that we're going to have to finish working on and clean that up. And I don't have any new business, so that means that at 9:45 instead of 10:10, at 9:45, you know, unless somebody says something pretty quickly here, I move
to adjourn.
Well, and it's not to adjourn, it's to move into closed session.
All
move
right.
into executive session. Can I get a second?
I second.
Thank you, Teresa. Are there any objections to the motion to move into executive session? Hearing none at 9:46, that's what we'll do.